quote, "I would challenge anyone on Wall Street to take $3,000 and do what Doris Christopher has done, build a business from scratch into a world-class organization," end quote. So wrote Warren Buffett about Pampered Chef founder Doris Christopher. And Mr. Buffett put his money where his mouth is. His company acquired the Pampered Chef back in 2002. The Pampered Chef calls itself the kitchen store that comes to your door. The company has 70,000 independent consultants who conduct 1 million shows for 12 million customers each year. Doris Christopher is the founder and CEO of The Pampered Chef and the author of The Pampered Chef, The Story of One of America's Most Beloved Companies. She joins us from Pampered Chef headquarters in Addison, Illinois. Doris Christopher, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, David. It's great to be with you.
Doris, you founded The Pampered Chef back in 1980 from the basement of your Chicago home. Could you tell us how you came up with the idea in the first place?
Well, in 1980, my children were 5 and 8, both school age, and I was feeling the pull to get back into my career. I'd been a stay-at-home mom up until that time. But I didn't really want to go back to work full-time. I wanted to still be there when they went off to school in the morning and when they came home and to be able to do all of the things that I thought a mom should do to participate in her children's school life. So I decided to think about what I could do on a part-time basis. There weren't very many jobs out there that were meaningful part-time work. And so with my husband's encouragement, I decided to put some talents and skills that I had, mostly a love of cooking and a career in teaching, and put something together that would allow me to do meaningful work but do it on my schedule. And the result of that was The Pampered Chef, a direct selling company where I took wonderful things that I'd used in my kitchen, great tools, and took them out on the road, if you will, to show and tell people about these tools with the idea of teaching them how to use them and making their life in the kitchen easier.
Mm. And your celebrated story, it's been told many times now, always includes that figure of $3,000 that you invested. Where did that money come from, and exactly how did you spend that $3,000?
Well, the $3,000 was the result of a loan on a life insurance policy on my husband's life. We didn't really have any money to invest in this business, so we decided that's how we would come up with the seed money for the company. And $3,000 was a number that I was comfortable borrowing. I didn't feel like, you know, it would be just a horrible thing if I ended up losing it, because you never know, I guess, when you start a business. But we borrowed that $3,000, and I used that to really do everything from buying inventory to buying a used desk to putting in an extra phone. In those days, you had to put a phone jack in the basement. There hadn't been one there before. Mm. To doing some basic materials, business cards and things like that.
Doris, let me make sure I've got this right. You bet your husband's life on kitchen products?
Well, I always say that he did know we took out this loan on his life. He was a willing participant in that. And we just, you know, we really didn't have any other place to come up with the funds. I needed a job. We had decided that to do the things we wanted to with our family, that I would need to go back to work. But both of us were, you know, really excited about this opportunity to do this work sort of on my own terms and to have something that I could invest my time and talent in with the hope that we would be very successful.
Tell me about Pampered Chef and its business. Is this a Tupperware party type setup where I'm selling stuff from my home?
Well, I would have to say that Tupperware pioneered the channel of home parties, and that's what we do. We do home parties. We call them kitchen shows, and we think that's, you know, we're very grateful to them for starting this concept, but we think we take it to a new level. We basically, our independent contractors go into homes, their friends, neighbors, relatives, and they actually create a couple of recipes using all of our tools. People get to sample the recipes prepared, but most importantly, they get to see how the products are being used to create these very simple, basic recipes. And it's a winning combination. It's a multi-sensory presentation that they have the opportunity to be a part of.
Mm. Doris Christopher, tell us more about what you're selling. What are some of your more popular products? And maybe at last count, how many Pampered Chef products are there out there?
Well, we're getting close to 300 different products mm-hmm. in our line, about 285 or so. We started out with just about 75 in 1980, and we've gradually built that number. And the kinds of products we sell are all of the things that you need to do the work you do in the kitchen, not the major appliances, but the things in the drawers. That's usually the way I would describe them, the drawers and the cabinets. So we sell choppers, and we sell cutting boards, and we have a line of knives and cookware. We have a wonderful line of unglazed ceramic products called stoneware that you use to bake on in the oven. And these are just remarkable tools that are easy to use. We pair them up with great recipes that are created in our test kitchens, and we also give no-nonsense directions on how to use the products. So people really can be successful with these tools from the very first time that they use them.
And I guess, Doris, I have to ask you the obligatory Foreman question. Do you now, and have you ever, Doris Christopher, used the George Foreman grill?
I actually have. I'm a real real kitchen aficionado, and so I really try almost every product that I'm aware of that comes out, and I find that product to be extremely useful. I use it often.
We are a show of interest, we hope, to investors across America. Many people know this now, but let's tell the story again. In 2002, Doris, you sold your company, Pampered Chef, to Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company. How did that come about? I think a lot of people might be curious. Does it begin with a direct call from Warren, or does he send his people in and you never actually see him? Or what is the process by which that happens?
Well, over the years, our company was owned by my family, my husband and I and our children. And that's a very small pool to own a company. We wanted to plan for the succession of the business, and so we started thinking about what we were going to do when I would want to retire from the business, perhaps, and knew that well in advance of that, we needed to make some decisions about the future of the business. So we started to look at planning for that. Several people had told us they thought Warren Buffett might be interested in our company just based on the company's parameters. We had no debt. We were well managed. We had a great return on the investment in the business. And it was a simple business, something that's easy to understand. We took a chance and through some counselors made a contact with Warren Buffett, said, "We're interested in talking." And he came back to us very quickly and said, "This looks like something I'm interested in. Let's meet." So I went to Omaha, sat down with him, spent about 4 hours with him that first meeting, and he made an offer on the business on the spot. And I will say that it has been an amazing experience. From the sale of the business through now what is almost 3 years that we've been a part of Berkshire Hathaway, they are every bit truthful and honest and fair in representing how it will be to be a Berkshire company. They are fair-minded. Warren himself is just a delight to work with. He's bright. He's got a great sense of humor, down to earth, very fair-minded. It has been a true joy for us to be a part of that company. And, of course, I'm delighted that Warren Buffett wrote the foreword to our book, The Pampered Chef.
Now, when Warren puts down that number in that first meeting, Doris, are you negotiating with them? Do you feel like you can negotiate with Warren Buffett, you and your counselors, or is it, well, that's what he said, so that's what it is?
I think it would be safe to say that I was not going to negotiate. Of course, I didn't also give him an answer on the spot. My family and I together owned this business, so I needed to come back and think about it a little bit. But as I said, we just feel wonderful about the fact that we're a Berkshire Hathaway company. It's been everything it was represented to be. And I think it's also fair to say there were no negotiations.
That's great to hear. Did you accept a personal check from him, or did you make him go get a money order?
Well, I think he says in the foreword to the book, if people are have great business ideas, to come to him and that their check will clear.
We always like to ask CEOs about their dumbest business decisions. Looking back over a very successful career in creating your own business, are there any Pampered Chef products maybe that you look back on and say, "Oh, what was I thinking?"
Well, you know, there are a lot of them. And I think, you know, one of my theories is that if you don't make any mistakes, you're not taking enough chances.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had at one point a Christmas tree watering ornament that you put on the tree, you know, sort of feed the tree water was the tie to the Pampered Chef, sort of a silly idea. We had a pig wand that you would wave over food and it, you know, supposedly, mythically, of course, would take the calories out of the food. We had onion goggles. You put them on when you're cutting onions so you don't cry.
No, so, I like that. That didn't work?
Well, you know what? It was fun for a while. It lasted for a while, and then I think finally people felt like, you know, it was not something that was really functional.
It's just an onion.
Necessary. Yeah, it's just an onion.
Okay,
exactly.
Fair. Thank you for sharing those. That's fun. Doris Christopher is the founder and CEO of The Pampered Chef and the author of The Pampered Chef, the story of one of America's most beloved companies. Doris Christopher, thanks for joining us on The Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Don't you think maybe we could find us?